I don't usually get up this early, so it's a strange one for me.
Oh, thank you. We're quite honoured to have you here, taking up the early mornings of the time. Yeah, tell us a bit about Menzies for Palestine, what you guys have been doing, and most importantly, what you guys have coming up next week.
Great. Okay. The group was formed around October of 2023 by a group of Palestinian residents in our electorate here. Just to remind everyone, we're talking about Doncaster, Templestowe, Warrandyte, those areas, essentially. And the first activities that the group did were regular vigils outside the federal member's office every Friday afternoon, waving flags and getting drivers to honk us as they came by. And that's always quite effective.
It annoys them.
Sorry?
It annoys them.
It annoys the members up in the office, but a lot of the drivers were honking us, so it was honking us with raising their fists and things of this sort. So it's not in aggression.
Yeah. It's good. It's all good.
So that was really good, and it still happens every 2 or 3 weeks. We do that, but since then we've also run what we call speak outs at local shopping centres. Outdoor shopping malls where we invite a speaker, we gather, and we basically have a sound system, and we hand out leaflets and promote Palestine freedom and basically trying to raise awareness in the local area.
What kind of responses have you had from the community?
Look, it varies. Depends on where it is. In the Doncaster area, it tends to be more positive. There's a lot more migrants in this area. Whereas over in Warrandyte, we had a big event in Warrandyte a few weeks ago, which went very well. But handing out leaflets there, we did get a lot of angry faces, which was a little bit strange.
Angry faces, isn't that interesting? What nerve did you push? What was it that they were angry about?
Well, we were handing out leaflets before the function. Before the rally the week before, and every time we handed out something and said, Free Palestine, the rally on Saturday to support Palestinian freedom, and people would just, they'd go to hand to grab something, to grab the leaflet, and then as soon as they realised what we were talking about, they'd pull away and look angry and just go away in a huff. So we did get a bit of that, but there was a lot of support. On the Saturday when we had the event, we had actually... Jordi Silverstein came and spoke to us, and
she's great.
She's fantastic, and Amina Bass, and also Robert Martin. So we had a really good turnout for that event on Saturday, in the middle of the Warrandyte shops there, basically, and then a short march. We had about nearly 200 people turn up, so that was really effective. We also were running. We basically communicate with a Manningham Council regularly. We've got a good line of communication with the current mayor and also with a few councillors, and we're pushing BDS on them constantly. We have a petition running for ethical procurement, so we want to try to get as many signatures on that and get people to...
They'll be aware of the products that they need to not buy.
Exactly. So, well, to not be aware of the products they don't need to buy, but also to get the council to make a stand to take it on board, to accept it, and that will change a lot of things in terms of how much support they can offer to Israel. So we've got that running, and I suppose most importantly right now, we have our next event, which we're doing on Saturday, October 4th, which is next Saturday, and we're doing that in conjunction with Nillenbuch for Palestine and Banyul for Palestine, which are two organisations in local councils, and with support from Whitehorse for Palestine over in the Box Hill Mitcham area. We're in Eltham Town Square at 11:30 in the morning, which is on Arthur Street, and we'll have speakers there. Dr. Bushra Othman will be there, and Giselle Hanna from the CPSU, and Samanthi Gundawandra, and Stephen Clendenham from the Nillenbuch Group. So we'll have a group of speakers talking to us, and we'll be marching to the Alistair Knox Park at the end of that rally.
Have you felt that the work that you've been doing has, one, consolidated the sense of community for the people who are actually affected. Like you say, it's a group of Palestinian people who, in your group, because they're directly affected with what's going on. But do you feel that that's been supportive to them, but also that the community has felt that this is a strengthening of their resistance to this kind of appalling activity that's going on in Palestine?
Well, I can only speak personally here, my own feeling about how they react. I mean, first of all, the whole group has been led by them from the beginning. But now that more of us have joined who are not from a Palestinian group, we, of course, take an active involvement. And I see a real sense of appreciation by the Palestinian people that we are growing the group and more people are getting involved, and it's not just them on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely see a significant appreciation from them and great solidarity together.
And I think it's remarkable. I mean, it's remarkable in terms of other, I guess, like local council or area, electorate area formed Palestine groups that you guys are doing, taking some different tactics with speak outs and stuff like that, and have had otherwise pretty positive effect with that, building up to a pretty large rally. I mean, I'm going to come just to see Giselle Hannah speak.
Yeah, she's a great speaker.
Fantastic. It's great that you're going to come. I mean, we're really expecting this one to be a big one because we've got three or four groups actively involved. It's not just us from Menzies. And we've done a lot more publicity work this time than we did a few weeks ago. That was our first big one. So we expect a really good, solid turnout next Saturday. And what's important is that I think the original motivation to start the local groups was that, you know, the Sunday rallies down at the State Library are very, very important and very good, but a lot of people can't get to them very easily. And it was very important to bring the message into the local community to get people to see the flags, to see the message, to see the leaflets, to have an opportunity to engage with us when we're on the street handing leaflets out. That wouldn't happen if we didn't get involved in the local communities. So we feel it's very important.
More strength to your arm. Good on you. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much, everyone. It's great to be invited on to talk about this. It's very important. We have to keep fighting. This is not going to finish without us fighting.
Beautiful. Thanks, Stratos. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.